Nicole, you know that President Biden uses the catchphrase, America is back. That's the message that he's hoping to send to allies to shore up strength ahead of his sure-to-be tense meeting with Russian President Putin. President Biden touching down in the UK for his first foreign trip, speaking to U.S. troops, making the case that after 4 years of former President Trump and his confrontational style with U.S. allies, diplomacy is back.
The United States is back, and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges.
Among those challenges, Russia. President Biden's trip culminates with a face-to-face in Geneva with President Putin, a man he once said has no soul.
Then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
The president says he wants a stable and predictable relationship with Russia, but warns there will be consequences if Russia does not stop actions like cyber attacks, destabilizing Ukraine, and interfering in American elections. The Putin meeting happens a week from today. Before then, the president meets Thursday with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's also set to announce a U.S. donation of a reported 500 million COVID vaccine doses to countries that need them. The president then meets the G7 economic powers and travels to London for an audience with Queen Elizabeth over the weekend, followed by visits to NATO and the European Union in Brussels. And today, the president also took action, issuing an executive order to undo the ban that former President Trump had on TikTok, WeChat, and other Chinese social media companies. It was an attempted ban because of lawsuits. Mr. Trump's ban never took effect. President Biden will instead create a security review process to determine whether an app controlled by a foreign adversary is posing risks to U.S. national security. Republican Senator Josh Hawley saying it is a major mistake on Twitter, tweeting that it shows alarming complacency regarding China's access to Americans' personal information.
It's a hot topic, Allison, social media and, of course, this conversation regarding the ban. What more do we know about President Biden's global vaccine plan? You mentioned that tonight. What do we expect to hear tomorrow?
Yes. Well, Adrian, we know that this is something that he is set to announce tomorrow. It's a U.S. donation of a reported 500 million vaccines to low-income countries, some distributed out this year. There will be a lot of talk about this at the G7, about the pandemic and how to get vaccines to people all around the world. The vaccine gap is drastic. The U.S. and the U.K. have populations that are more than half vaccinated, more than half of people getting at least one shot as of right now. In Africa, fewer than 2% of the population has received at least one shot. Adrian?
All right. Thank you so much, Allison. I know India is among one of the countries that's going to receive help, much needed help, too. Thank you, Allison. We'll be closely following the president's first international trip. News Nation's Leland Vittert will be live overseas in Geneva starting next week, right here on News Nation Prime, to bring us the very latest. Marnie?